Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Steve DiBianco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. NetChoice.org is his website. He's the executive director there. And Steve, in the past, in the last segment, we went through the alternatives that are available to you if you're looking for a cab, if you're looking for a ride, the ride share companies like we mentioned, Lyft and Uber and others, as well as the legacy carriers, the yellow cabs and those kinds of things. Now we talked about how those things work and how the ride sharing companies are disrupting, but now there's controversy and you're dealing with it. You're in the middle of this controversy because the entrenched companies like Yellow Cab, they've got some legacy expenses, don't they?
They in fact do, and companies like that, as well as the unions for the drivers and the associations, their job is to protect their turf. And they feel, rightly at times, that their drivers are being bypassed, or in many cases, their drivers switch. They quit the taxi company and go over to Lyft and Uber. Ask your driver, because they talk all the time. Ask your driver, hey, what did you
Several of them do? I have. I talk to them all the time. Several of them used to drive taxis.
And often it's a part-time student. It's a stay-at-home mom. It's an underemployed professional.
It's a retired guy. I've ridden with retired guys who were just out making some pocket money.
Right, and they're picking people up in the distant suburbs or the late night pickups.
Yeah,
times when a taxi cab is nowhere to be found.
That's right.
So some of the complaints by taxi commissions are falling on deaf ears because the people that are using Lyft and Uber haven't put their foot in a taxi in so long.
Right.
And think about the complaints that you've seen and the strikes that you've seen in some cities. Taxi cab drivers claiming, hey, this isn't fair. I had to pay $300,000 for a taxi medallion.
Yeah.
You know what a medallion is? It's that big silver disc that's on the front foot of a car, and they go for $300,000.
Or $1 million in New York City.
That's right, and several hundred thousand in Chicago. And the prices for those medallions, they're still going up, Jim.
That's right.
Because in virtually every city in this country, the only person who can pick you up on a corner when you raise your hand to hail a cab, somebody with a medallion. Lyft and Uber cannot pick you up when you put up your hand.
I know that they can, but the reason that that's not really an issue is, well, I shouldn't be an issue, is because I don't raise my hand if I've already hailed an Uber cab online.
Because you joined a community.
You join
a community of riders and drivers operating through a network, where there's an atmosphere of trust, a credit card on file,
every
single driver gets rated. Every single ride you take, you rate the driver. And Lyft and Uber will discipline or cancel a driver if a customer rates them poorly. They had a bad experience, the driver got lost, the ride wasn't clean and safe. That's it. That driver will be cut off and dumped from the community. And passengers who are rude will be dropped from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to gain your way in, and you have to stay in an atmosphere of trust to be able to be part of it. And think about this. Taxi commissions have a state-granted monopoly, and their mission is to protect the income of taxi drivers. Jim, that's why they limit the number of medallions, because they want to make sure that anybody who drives a yellow cab can make enough money to be in the business. So they're claiming this is unfair.
And the other thing is, Steve, there are plenty of gypsies in a place like New York City. While we were waiting on a taxi one time downtown one night, six gypsies came by and tried to pick us up before we got a cab.
And I don't. Yeah, and they're not regulated. They're not having background checks.
I don't know who they are. They could be serial killers for all I know.
You have to hand over some cash in a dark place late at night sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think that many of those drivers, if they can qualify, will drive for Uber and Lyft, if they can qualify. But Uber and Lyft are constantly turning people down who have a criminal background record or a driving record that indicates maybe they're not safe enough to be able to pick up.
Folks, I encourage you, if you're traveling anywhere and you need a ride, I encourage you to go to Uber.com or Lyft.com. I haven't used Lyft. I've only used Uber, and I'm happy with it. Go to one of those guys. Download the app. You'll have to turn your GPS on, or it won't work on your smartphone and start using them. I promise you, if you use them one time, you'll use them again. Steve, last thoughts. Where's this going from a policy standpoint?
This is an idea that will not die, Jim. It's popular with drivers, popular with riders, and yep. I think taxis will coexist.
I think they will. I don't think taxis are going to go away. I'll tell you what it's going to make them. It's going to make taxis become more competitive from the standpoint of the way they give their service.
Exactly what we all want to happen.
That's exactly right. Competition is good for everybody, folks, including you and me. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
NetChoice.org is his website. Check that out. Steve's always on the forefront of things, keeping us up to date. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.